Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. Today we're going to be looking at something pretty fascinating, the future of industrial computing.
Yeah.
That's right, 2025.
Big changes ahead.
Absolutely. And we've got some seriously cool research to unpack here.
Yeah, some really interesting stuff.
But don't worry, if you're not like a total tech whiz,
Okay, it's for everybody.
we're going to make sure this is understandable for everyone. We'll break it down, make it fun, and really get to the heart of what these trends mean for, for all of us, really.
Right, the impact is going to be widespread.
Exactly. So let's just dive right in. This research paints this picture, of just this crazy fast evolution happening in industrial computing.
Yeah, it's not slowing down at all.
And it's not just about faster computers or fancier robots or anything. It's really changing the whole game, like how things are made, how businesses compete.
It's foundational, really, a paradigm shift.
Yeah, I mean, some of these terms I was reading through the research, I was like, whoa, this is next level stuff. Like one that really caught my eye was edge computing.
Yeah, that's a big one.
So I kind of get it. Like it's about processing data closer to the source.
That's the gist of it, yeah.
But why is that such a big deal? Could you break that down a little bit?
Well, think about it like this. Traditionally, all the data had to be sent to a central data center, maybe miles away.
Yeah, the cloud.
Exactly, the cloud. But with edge computing, you have these like mini brains right there in the
Oh,
action.
okay.
So in a factory, you might have sensors on machines sending data to a local computer that can make decisions right there on the spot.
So it's about speed then.
Speed is definitely a huge factor. In a lot of industrial settings, even a tiny delay can cause big problems.
Yeah, makes sense.
But it's more than just speed. It's about real-time decision making. Like, imagine a robotic arm on an assembly line.
Okay.
It can instantly adjust its movements based on what the sensors are telling it. No need to wait for instructions from some faraway server.
Wow, that's like a super-powered robot.
Yeah.
Are companies actually using this edge computing thing now?
Oh, absolutely. It's
Yeah.
already happening. Bosch, for example, they're using it to predict equipment failures in their factories.
So they can fix things before they break.
Exactly. They're using sensors to collect data on things like temperature, vibration, all that. And then AI algorithms analyze that data in real time to look for any signs of trouble.
So they're saving money and preventing downtime.
Huge cost savings
Yeah.
and increased efficiency.
So edge computing, it's got the speed, but what about the brains? I keep hearing about AI and machine learning.
Right, that's the other piece of the puzzle. AI and machine learning, they're what give edge computing its real power.
They make the decisions.
Exactly. They can analyze massive amounts of data, find patterns that humans would never see.
And what kind of decisions are we talking about here?
Well, it depends on the application. I mean, one great example is Siemens. They're using AI to optimize their entire supply chain.
Really?
Yeah, they've got this system that analyzes data from all their suppliers, transportation networks, even weather patterns,
Wow. To do what?
to make sure the right materials arrive at the right place at the right time.
So it's like a super smart logistics manager.
Yeah, and it's incredibly effective. They've seen something like a 15% reduction in delays, which is huge in that industry.
That's amazing. So AI is not just replacing jobs, it's actually like making things run smoother.
Exactly. It's about augmenting human capabilities, making us more efficient, more productive.
Okay, so we've talked about edge computing. We've talked about AI and machine learning. But there's another term that keeps popping up, and it sounds kind of wild. The industrial metaverse.
Yeah, that one gets people's attention.
I'm picturing like factories and virtual reality. Am I even close?
It's not that far off, actually. The industrial metaverse is essentially a digital twin of the physical world.
Like a virtual copy.
Exactly. It's a space where engineers and designers can create, test, and refine things virtually before they ever build them in the real world.
Are companies actually doing this?
More and more all the time. Boeing, for example, they're using it to design and test new aircraft.
In a virtual world.
Yeah, they can simulate all kinds of scenarios.
Yeah.
Aerodynamics, passenger comfort, even stress tests on the materials.
Wow, they could do all that virtually.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And it saves them a ton of time and money because they can catch problems early on before they even build a physical prototype.
So it's like building a plane without any of the actual materials.
Yeah, pretty much. And it goes beyond just design. Companies are using these virtual spaces to train workers remotely,
Okay.
in safe simulated environments. They can conduct virtual inspections of equipment. It's a whole new way of working.
So all of this is pretty mind-blowing, but I have to ask, what does it mean for the average person? Like,
Yeah.
should I be expecting personalized products flying out of, AI-powered factories and delivered by robot drones?
Maybe not the robot drones just yet, but personalized products are definitely on the horizon.
Really?
Yeah. Imagine ordering a pair of shoes online and they're custom-made to your exact foot measurements.
Whoa.
Style preferences. Even your walking gait, all thanks to AI-driven manufacturing.
Okay, that's pretty cool. So we're talking about a future where everything is tailored to our individual needs.
That's the potential. And it's not just about consumer goods. Think about healthcare. Imagine getting treatments and medications that are specifically designed for your unique genetic makeup.
So industrial computing, it's not just about factories and machines. It's about improving our lives.
Exactly. It's about creating a more efficient, more sustainable, more personalized world.
Well, I think it's safe to say that the future of industrial computing is going to be pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for walking us through all of this. It's been a seriously eye-opening deep dive.
My pleasure. It's an exciting field and it's moving incredibly fast. Makes you wonder, what's next, you know? Like, we've talked about all these incredible advancements, but what about the ethical considerations? As these systems become more and more autonomous, who's responsible when things go wrong?
Wow, that is a great question. And on that note, I want to thank you all for joining us on this journey into the future of industrial computing. It's a future that's full of possibilities, but also challenges. So keep those questions coming, keep exploring, and we'll see you on the next deep dive.